For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We have breaking news. Breaking news on the fan. Who's ready for it?
I'm ready.
We got jersey announcements.
Oh, Lord.
Yo, people care about this, B. I know you don't, but Commanders fans, Jeff, do you care about what jerseys they wear for what game?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you.
Let me ask you a question.
Hold on.
Let me ask you one. Why do you care about which jersey they wear for what game?
We have to stop letting Beamish get away with this I don't care about jersey things. He bitches and moans when somebody wears 30 that he doesn't think is approving.
Ooh, that's a fair point.
First of all, hold on. That's me.
It's unfair to LeRon Lynch.
That's me having a preference of somebody being garbage wearing a number that I thought I helped look real good. But the color of a jersey during the game has nothing to do with what you're talking about, Lance.
AB, you have some fans and you have some fanatics. It's some people that, you know, they want to have their jersey ready for the game if it's going to be a blackout game.
I understand that, but my whole thing is, does the color of the jersey help you win or lose a game?
Well, it's funny you ask. I believe they've never won wearing those new black uniforms.
Okay.
Well, I could be wrong on
so
that.
In other words,
they definitely have a losing record.
Should they just throw them away?
Maybe.
No, I just think that instead of acting as if the jersey makes a difference, the players have to get better and the play get better. And I think that is happening.
But, dude, think about that Doug Williams jersey Jaden was wearing,
yeah.
Right? And I just tweeted this out. And shout out to Zach Selby, who wrote a nice article for the Commanders website about the jersey schedule. But, like, you look at that Jaden Daniels, the throwback Doug Williams jersey he wore last week. And then you look at that Commanders' current white jersey.
Mm-hmm.
That is so ugly compared to what was so crisp and historic and iconic.
I don't know if it's ugly. I just know you know it's not the right color.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Maybe it's not ugly, but
it's just not the right color.
No. And so I just feel like jerseys feel a little more relevant this year. I'll run through the schedule here. And, I don't know. Oh, they also have the gold pants coming back.
Yeah.
They're not revealing which game they're going to wear the gold pants. I'm going to read this damn article because Selby took the time. The Commanders will wear burgundy jerseys for the week one opener against the Bucks. That's on the road.
All right.
They're also going to wear the burgundy jerseys the following week at home. Now, here's what's interesting. Typically, when they wear the burgundy, they wear the white pants, I guess, or they just go all burgundy. Sure.
One of those times they're going to wear the gold pants.
Well, I mean, if they're not telling you and it's the home opener,
it may be that one.
Wouldn't you break them out then?
Possibly.
All right, good news. We got the stream up and running. Come join us on YouTube on the 106.7 The Fan page.
I know all the extra stuff around the game is important to a lot of people. But you know what's most important? The winning and the losing and getting better.
Of course.
I feel that if we put a lot of focus on that, and then we'll be able to talk about all the other stuff and it'd be cool. But it seemed like we put more emphasis and focus on all the outside stuff than we do the other stuff.
You know what jerseys I think are incredibly dumb? The Eagles, when they wear that jersey from like 1936, and the Steelers have that one that's like
that
stripes.
Look like they're going to the jail.
Yeah. But they're good, so everybody's into it.
There you go.
I am not – what you are saying is completely correct. Wins and losses matter above all else. But for the fans that care about the jerseys, I think it's cool.
The guy that's sitting up here trying to diss me just now about some damn jersey, I've never seen him with a jersey on.
Who's that? The great
Lanfield.
Lambini?
What the hell he's talking about?
Lanfield.
I saw him with a big old hat that had Eagles on it.
Lanfield, didn't you wear a Noggin Boss hat? Like the big hat energy?
I did, actually, yeah.
No, Eagles. I think it just said Boss or something.
But he had an Eagles hat. Though. Remember, we bought it for him because he wanted one. He became a fan.
All right, let's do a quiz here. Did you ever own a sports jersey in your life?
I know a guy who wore an Eagles jersey. What are you talking about?
That's true. You did wear
an Eagles
jersey.
I did, yeah, and they paid me to wear it.
No, I know a guy who wore a Giants jersey, too.
Damn straight, because they paid me, because the other team was stupid and let me go.
All right, hold on now. Did you ever own a jersey? Like when you were a kid, did you
like
have a
somebody else's jersey?
Yeah.
No.
Even as a child?
No.
Okay. I believe you.
I had I had a hat that said Muhammad Ali because I was a Muhammad Ali fan.
Yeah, but that's because Beamidge grew up in the 50s before wearing jerseys was a thing.
How about Chef Cooks on the stream just said Beamidge is the fun police, which may be accurate.
I'm the fun police?
Yeah.
Or I'm the no fun police? Which one is it really?
Either way, dude. Either
way. I'm not the police. I just like, you know, I
whoop, whoop. That's
when
the sound
I hear
of the
people
police.
Discussing this team, it's like some of the topics
but there's,
are so asinine.
There's avenues for different conversations. Dude, B, this is, if I may, and I'm not taking a shot at anybody here, this is the team announcing this. This is their in-house media.
I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying sometimes I'm like, okay, the other thing is more important than all that other crap. So that's all I'm saying.
You're not incorrect.
Yeah.
But people do care about the other crap.
I know.
All right. Landfill, what's the last jersey you owned? I'm guessing LeVar Arrington Redskins.
I think it was probably Daryl Green or Champ Bailey.
Okay. Now, did you have any Yankees jerseys?
You got a picture of you in it. I need to see that.
No, but I had a lot of Scherzies.
Scherzies.
Tino Martinez?
Jeter. What are you talking about?
Jeter. Okay. Jeffrey, the last jersey Jeff owned is Sean Taylor, is my guess.
Hey, yo, that was fire. Yo, that was the first jersey, like, I bought. Like, I saved up my money. I worked that summer. I was like, I'm going to buy this jersey, and I bought it.
I got you.
I like it, Jeffrey.
Way to go, Jeff.
And then I haven't bought any jersey lately because I didn't know if that person was going to be here for at least 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it's funny. If somebody was asking me now what jersey to buy, it's a little different with Jaden Daniels because if a quarterback hits, that's a cool jersey to have, and you know, normally they would be around a long time. But I would.
What's the last damn jersey you had for the football team? Because the only jersey I ever seen you wear was a red Ovi jersey.
I have the Ovi. I have a Taylor.
I've never seen you wear that.
I'll be honest, I'm not judging anybody else that wears it. I feel kind of uncomfortable wearing it. It just seems weird to me to wear a jersey of a person that, you know, passed in that manner.
Giving credence to the person.
Totally. I'm not knocking anybody else for it. It's not for me. I have I had a Portis jersey when I was in college. That jersey got a lot of run. I'm trying to think, as a kid, I had my favorite article of clothing I've ever owned. Mm-hmm. Ever in my life. It was in sixth grade. I got a Redskins starter jacket that was like the pullover joint with the the half zip and the logo on the back. It was black and said Redskins across the front. Mm-hmm. It was the dopest jersey I've ever owned. The dopest article of clothing I've ever owned.
Yeah.
Like nowadays, I don't even know that I have anything that I care about like I cared about that starter jacket.
I wore the little shirt my daughter gave me that looked like a baseball jersey. But it's actually a Commanders deal. I like that.
Okay.
Because it's different than anything else.
All right. Here is your official jersey schedule for those that care. Week 1 at Tampa, Burgundy. Week 2 at home against the Giants. That's the home opener. Jaden Daniels' debut, most likely, Burgundy. Week 5 at home, Cleveland, Burgundy. Week 7 at home, Carolina, Burgundy. That is also the Daryl Green jersey retirement, right?
Cleveland game?
No, the Carolina, I thought.
I don't remember. I don't know. Let me pull this up.
Yeah, see if you can pull that up. Week 10, they got the Steelers. They'll wear Burgundy. Week 12, Cowboys at home, Burgundy. Week 16, Eagles at home, Burgundy. Week 17, Kirk Cousins, Atlanta Falcons, Burgundy. They'll be wearing white on the road. Monday Night Football against the Bengals. At Arizona, Week 4. At Baltimore, Week 6. At New York, Week 9, which, come on, good weather. We'll play some good golf that weekend. Week 11, Thursday night in Philly. Week 15, New Orleans. Week 18, last game of the year against Dallas. You get the black jerseys at home against the Bears. Good God, don't be losing 27-3 at halftime. And Week 13 against the Tennessee Titans. There you have it. There's your jersey schedule, folks.
All right.
Now, as dismissive as you are of the jersey schedule, you do think them retiring Daryl Green's jersey is a worthy kind of
non-football
event.
The reason is because what Daryl Green did for 20, 21 years for this team was super out this world. And you know what? You should honor a person who did something at the level that he did it. The thing about the jersey, I'm not necessarily dismissive of it, but I think we make it into something bigger than what it normally should be. That's all I'm saying.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.